Greetings in Jesus' name on this 25th day of February, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 36 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and we had major melting of the snow yesterday. Enjoyed the temperatures up in the 40s, and it's just been a very encouraging day thus far. As we continue to seek others with the gospel of Jesus Christ and minister, and we had one of those days on yesterday that just you don't even want to talk about. Just a very devastating day. I was called to the bedside of a 33-year-old young lady that as a result of laparoscopic surgery, the doctor, surgeon, cut one of the arteries, and she passed away on the operating table. And I was called to the bedside to comfort the husband and the children and the family, and just one of those days in the ministry that you know God's hand is on you and is using you and helping you. And of course, on the operating room with over 30 physicians and surgeons and nurses around the bedside, it was just an amazing scene. And I cried out to the God of heaven in the middle of the operating room and voiced my prayer to him. And God brought a holy hush upon the scene. And we're careful to give him the glory for using us for his honor there in that setting. Continue to pray for this family that God would comfort them and strengthen them like only he can. We're busy today preparing for a home game at 4 o'clock, and also working on different projects around the church and around the home and wide open for the glory of God. We're continuing to pray about where he would have us to start a church next, and praying for that scooter that we need, and God is helping us with that. And we're believing that the Lord will put all of this together in his time as we seek souls for the Master. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 25 and verse 26. A righteous man falling down before the wicked. I want us to look first of all who this individual is. The Bible said that this individual is a righteous man. And a righteous man is one who does right. He does right in the thoughts that he has trusted Christ as his Savior. And therefore, he has the positional righteousness that comes through faith in Christ. He's righteous because he chooses the right way. He does the right thing. And he makes for sure that he's always doing things that are righteous. So he's a righteous man. But something happens in his life. Because we're not perfect yet, because we still have this old man, and we still war with the flesh, and there is a battle that is raging with all of the different things that are going on between the old man and the new man, something happens to this individual. He falls down. A righteous man falling down before the wicked. And it happened. It's a tragic scene when you think about it, but it did happen. And the Bible said, when this happens, it is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. What a tragic situation that this is. The fountain is troubled. The spring is corrupt. The water is no good. What are we going to do? And we have this situation that has happened in this proverb where the righteous man has fallen down before the wicked. I want to challenge all of us today, and starting with the preacher who's preaching this radio broadcast today. It's high time that we mark our actions and make for sure by the good grace of God that we do not fall down before the wicked. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. God has given us a will. We're not robots. We have the privilege and the distinct honor to choose the right thing. We don't have to fall down before the wicked. We can, by the good grace of God, stand strong and be the man of God and the lady of God that he would have for us to be. We can control our actions. Let's be challenged today from this great proverb in the Word of God to not fall down before the wicked and to cause the testimony of Christ to be shamed. May we stand true. May when people see us and hear us, they say there's something different about that individual. I'll tell you what's different about us. It's the lovely Lamb of God that has washed our sins away. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be uplifted today. I want the power of God to be your portion today. And may the Lord guide us and direct us and help us. And may we be our best for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.